You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Okay, yes.
Everybody. This is MZ Now.
It's official. I have a smart house now.
How?
You have
did you
home?
Move out?
I did. I moved out.
And your house got smarter?
Yeah.
As you moved out?
It's like, no, hey. I went ahead and bought an Amazon Dot or whatever it's called, the Echo.
I love mine.
I just bought it.
I have two of them. I love mine.
It's so great.
Yeah.
I bought that and 5 smart bulbs and a Philips Hue hub.
Oh, yeah. I need to go get one of those.
It's so great. I can literally go. I set it all up yesterday. I can literally walk in my living room and say, computer, because I have it changed to
yeah,
computer.
Yeah, that's how I have mine,
like Star
too.
Trek.
Yeah.
That's why I got it, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll say, computer, change my lights to, you know, or turn on the living room lights 50%. It will actually dim the bulbs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To 50%.
That's pretty cool. Some of them change color and stuff, too.
Yeah. I didn't. Now, the color changing bulbs are like $40 a bulb.
Yeah,
so I'm going to slowly get those. I don't want to break the bank doing that. But what I really want to do is I want to be able to tell my Alexa, red alert.
Alexis?
No, it's actually, I'm sorry, computer red
yeah.
alert, and let all the lights in the house go red or dim,
yeah,
and then flash, and then somehow open up Spotify and play like the little,
what is it called?
The little alarm?
Yeah.
Whatever this is called.
That's a klaxon.
A klaxon. Why is it a klaxon? What's going on with that?
It's any kind of alarm that wails. That's
a klaxon.
That's
just what it goes. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to be able to say, computer, red alert. All the lights in the house go red, and then that alarm goes off until I deactivate red alert.
Awesome.
How great is that?
What if it gets stuck in that mode and you can't deactivate it?
It's just going off.
Yeah, you just unplug the plug.
Or you can turn so the bulbs are cool. So you can still use them as a normal light switch. You can turn the bulb off, or the lights off with the switch. And turn it back on. So if the internet goes out or the little Echo unit starts freaking out, you can still use your lights.
Yeah.
But now, how do you change it to, does it get stuck on red? I don't know. I don't have the color bulbs.
Did you set up your flash briefing?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really get too much into that, but I turned it on this morning and said, hey, give me my flash briefing.
Yeah,
and it gives me
like
routers.
It,
and
yeah, it puts it, I have mine in order. So the very first thing I do every morning is when I get out of the shower, I look at my penis and I go, nice. And then
right.
I walk into my room.
Today is going to be a good day.
You're welcome, ladies.
Yeah.
Now, welcome to the room. I go flash briefing, and it gives the weather, the forecast, and then it does the best parts of the Daily Show and the other night talk shows for the jokes, and then it kicks over to NPR and then Reuters. So, you don't have to do anything. I just, while I'm getting dressed, I get all the news for the day and hear everything happened over the evening, too. And it's just
and it does it, like,
free.
In 5 minutes?
Yeah, exactly.
5 minutes.
Well, you can make them as long as you want. You could just keep adding in. Because it'll say, NPR Finance, Motley Fool Finance, NPR Weather. And the more of them you slap in, it just reads them in order of whatever that is, the category
whatever
is.
Whatever it is. Okay.
So you can make them, you can make it 20 minutes long if you really want.
I hooked up my SiriusXM account to that.
Right,
so I'm like, hey, computer, play Hip Hop Nation. So it started playing that. And the other thing that I think is really cool is, so we were talking about Amazon a couple of weeks ago when you were last here. And Kindles and stuff. So I have a little Kindle because I haven't gotten into audio or the Audible yet because I feel like that's cheating. Like for me, reading a book and completing a book is the same feeling I imagine people that reach the top of Mount Everest have. Like I completed something that was supposed to be impossible.
What's
that?
How many books have you actually read?
Oh, probably hundreds at this
point. Whatever.
Yeah. If you go to my it's probably
all
20.
Coloring books.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Back whenever he was in elementary school.
Does comic books help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But see, I would much rather listen to an audio track of somebody climbing a mountain.
Yeah.
While I'm sipping hot cocoa playing
Zelda. Because I feel like it's a huge accomplishment if I actually finish a 400 or 500 page book.
Yeah.
And so I haven't gotten the Audible realm yet, but I probably will start getting into that.
Well, with the Dot, what's nice is I walk in, I think I'm on American Gods right now.
Yeah.
The Neil Gaiman book. I can just be like a computer, play Audible.
Yeah.
And it'll just pick up right from where I left off in my car and just start.
And you can be
cleaning
the house or whatever.
Exactly. I'm thinking about getting another one for the kitchen because right now I have one living room, bedroom, and the kitchen's a little hard for it to hear me in there.
Right.
But I'm in there all the time, so I'm like, might as well get
some. Hear that, ladies?
Yeah.
cooking.
I'm in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, I can cook a badass meatloaf.
See? Well, I have one right now. I'm going to get one from my beat lab, which is where the magic happens.
Gotcha.
It's where I actually make music.
It's what he calls his bedroom.
Right. Yeah. Well, not that kind of beating. Although it can work both ways.
Big into BDSM.
Right. Yeah. Like to be chained up and stuff.
Right.
So I'm going to get one in there, and I'm going to get those color bulbs so I can get the red alert stuff going, if I can figure out how to do that. But what I really like is, so my Kindle, I'm reading a book right now about Lucy and Desi, right?
Right, I remember you talking about that.
And so that book has been in my car. My Kindle just stays in my car at all times, because when I read it when I'm stuck in traffic usually. And
as opposed to an audiobook that would do the same thing.
Yeah. Right. Well, this is just, I feel like it's cheating. It's
avoid,
like Cliff Notes.
Avoid, like, you know, collision.
He's like, I feel like it's cheating. Meanwhile, he's reading it digitally on a magic stone tablet from the future.
Yeah.
Not paper papyrus.
So you can actually, apparently, I haven't tried this yet, but I'm going to try it tonight. I can be on page 100 or whatever. I can stop reading, and then I can, and this is cheating too, but I'm getting into this. I can have the Echo Dot, or whatever it's called, read the rest where I left off.
You can say whisper sync.
Yeah.
That's
I can,
called.
Is that what it's called? Okay. Yeah. So I can say, hey, computer, read the I Love Lucy book or whatever it's called, and it'll start reading it.
So that was just listening off to an audiobook. Yeah. Right. That he fought so hard against. Yeah.
See, that's why I think that it's going to eventually get. And then next thing, a year from now, it'll be like, this Audible is amazing. Yeah. I can't get enough of it. I've read 1,000 books this year.
Dude, ever since, well, because I spend a lot of time in my car. When I'm at home, usually I'm too, like, bombed to be able to actually like read words and comprehend them. So the only time I'm sober enough is usually when I'm having to operate a vehicle of some kind.
Right.
So that's perfect driving that's actually, to and from work and going to meet sales guys. No, usually when I get home, if I do, because if I read, I can't be doing anything else with my hands. You know, we got to sit there and focus. But on the audiobook, I can like clean the kitchen while I'm still getting my reading done.
You
know,
comprehending? Because I'm ADD. So I feel like I wouldn't comprehend.
No, it actually, so I have ADHD too. Like, my entire life, and it's actually great because you're not focusing on what your hands are doing. You're focusing on the story and the narrative.
Right.
And so the chore that would normally be boring that you get so tired of and so tedious with, that just gets done.
Yeah.
So like I can sit there and do dishes and I'm focusing on what the characters are doing. That's keeping me busy and engaged.
See, I don't know.
And then my hand, I'm like, oh, look, check it out. I just did all my laundry. That's
and I like
awesome.
What you told me the other day, that you actually go out and buy the physical copy of the book if you really like it and stick it on your shelf.
Yeah. And I do that because there will be times where I'm like, oh, yeah, I really enjoyed that part of Game of Thrones or His Dark Material. And I'll pull the book off and take, or when I go camping sometimes, I'll take a book with me when I go camping and sit and.
I try to do it on a plane. Like I take a book with me on a plane and I get motion sickness. So it doesn't work very well.
You used to drive my parents nuts. Cause I could read in the car, like no problem. Even as like a little kid and they just couldn't figure out how I wasn't getting nauseous.
Oh yeah. I get nauseous all the time.
At all.
I'm surprised I don't throw up daily. I haven't thrown up in years.
No, I throw up daily, but that's from alcohol. Not from
that's from abuse. Right. Yeah. No, I just, I'm really excited about that. I can't tell you how excited I was once I bit the bullet. I went ahead and bought it. It was like $160 to start off with everything.
Wait, for the
for the
bulbs
Echo,
and everything.
For the bulbs.
The Dot's just like $50, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was like $50. And the hub's another $30. And it came with I think that was $60 with two bulbs and a little hub. And then it was another $30-something. Or so. I don't know what the math was, but it wasn't that expensive.
Yeah, I need to get the hub. I think I have the Wink hub, and it doesn't link to as much stuff as the one you have.
I think that the Wink can actually do more.
Well,
like TVs and stuff.
I know that it also ties into If This Then That.
Yes.
The website. So you can build your own, like, hey, if my GPS, because like I have to leave my GPS on when I drive for my insurance. So as long as they're tracking, not where I go, but that there's no accident or there's no hard braking.
Right.
Then I get a discount every month. The longer that goes, I get a bigger discount. So since my GPS has to be on anyway, I programmed it to say, hey, when I get close enough to my house that it triggers my Wi-Fi, go ahead and like kick open the turn on my TV because I bought a little power one that you can turn on and off through there.
And it does it? You've and already it, programmed this?
Yeah, it'll turn on your TV.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. And then what's even cooler is if like, let's say, because the little thing I bought is just you plug it into the wall and then you plug whatever the appliance is into that. It's like a Christmas tree. You know, they have the remotes that you can turn on and off without actually crawling under the Christmas tree, except it can just be triggered by Alexa.
Yeah.
So if I put that like in place of my garage door opener, instead, I could just say, hey, whenever I get within 30 feet of the house, GPS-wise in this like range, go ahead and kick open the garage door.
See, I want something that will, I hate turning the cameras off every time I walk into the studio. So I would want to have something where if I walk in and my phone connects to the Wi-Fi, that it automatically disables the cameras.
Yeah, you could, I'm sure you could set up something like that. You know what else I also just recently bought, and I will illegally give you a copy of this.
Okay.
I will find a legal way to get you this.
Right. A legal way.
I'll sign over for power of attorney for the software for you.
Okay.
So that you're acting in my on my behalf. See, that seems like a good way to get around that.
Yeah.
Sign over power of attorney. Cracked. The Cracked store has all these like writing programs, like how to learn Excel, how to learn. Well, they just released one for Alexa, how to write your own Alexa commands.
Oh, nice.
So I've barely gotten into it, but yeah, it's like, here, what do you want her to do? Here's how to write the commands. Here's you can either go through if this and that, or you can program Alexa directly, upload that to their store of the different tasks she can learn.
Yeah.
And other people could download it too and use it.
That's so cool. I'm excited. I'm so excited. Like, I really want to finish the show so I can go home and I can finish watching House of Cards and I can tell Alexa to turn my lights on and off.
Yeah. Well, because I bought the Dot and the Home and the Echo, the big one. I just bit the bullet one day when I got a sales commission check and I just bought all three to try them out. And I didn't notice any difference between the Dot and the full-size Alexa other than the audio quality was better.
Right.
But the Dot.
Is it that much better though?
No. And you can plug, like I have a really nice Bluetooth speaker that I leave plugged into the wall all the time. So I just plug that into the Amazon Dot because it has an 1/8-inch output jack. Yeah. And it just uses that as its speaker and microphone.
That's why I didn't get the big one. I was like,
so there's no point.
I don't really need this giant speaker. I just need these little mics that listen to what I tell them to do.
Yeah.
And this is the first
and it's better
female
than the Home as well
that listens to everything I say. So it's pretty incredible.
I still get a lot of no. I don't do that.
Right. Yeah.
If that's the kind of Dot you want, you need to go find a new Dot.
Right. Well. I do know the number to 911. You know, that's what I get.
When you plug it in, it like. Obviously, it goes online, finds your GPS. You have to even tell it your address.
I don't remember.
I think you can say like Alexa, call emergency, or Alexa, call the fire department.
Yeah,
and it's like an automatic command where it just sends out a command that there's an emergency at this location.
Oh, wow. It's so crazy. That's cool. Yeah, I love Amazon, and this is just another. I love Apple too. So I mean, it's
Apple, Amazon, and Google are like the three. Yeah. And Nintendo's developing.
Though. I like Google.
I'm pro Google.
Yeah.
I'm
anti-Google. I will protest in
but
front
the
of
Home, the Home. I tried the Home, and the Home was not anywhere near. Well, Home.
Nothing Google does is that great, except for Gmail.
No, see, I love like their whole suite of stuff.
Oh, I hate
even
it.
Use like Google Finance and stuff. But Google only had 250 commands at the time, like as of like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
And Alexa's like.
And it looks like an air freshener.
That's the other thing, too. Yeah. Right. It's like, what is this?
The Google Home.
But I think the Amazon has like 26,000 commands.
It's crazy. You know? And it looks like a cool. Futuristic device.
Yeah, exactly. Like a future hockey puck.
The Apple Siri speaker or whatever it's called that's coming out soon, it looks...
I know nothing about Apple.
It looks terrible. That's why I won't get it.
See, that's how I feel about Apple is how he feels about Google. It's like, I think I own stock in them only because they make money. And
right.
I don't like anything else about them.
Oh, I love everything Apple does except for the Siri speaker. And I don't like Siri that much. Siri doesn't listen to me half the time. I try to get directions to a place to go to brunch, and she gives me directions to Jonathan Franks from Star Trek, his house. And it's just a weird deal. All right, we got to go to a break because Crazy from the 504 Boys is here, and he's going to talk about his new single and a lot of stuff to catch up with him about. So we're right back.
MZ Now.
Yo, what's up? Jamie Kennedy and Michael Travolta will be right back.
Online at mznow.tv. MZ Now.
Call 1-888-MZ Live. Did the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ Live. Did the number 5.
Would you like a virtual assistant that doesn't break the bank? You're in luck. The Alexis stick does everything the leading brands do. Like, check the weather.
Hey, Alexis, can you check the weather, please?
Y'all better leave y'all wigs at home. The hoe's gonna be hot than a motherfucker.
It can even give you directions.
Hey, Alexis, what's the nearest Chili's?
Well, first of all, you need to go left down the street right here. And then when you get to that one light where that one bitch standing over there with that real good sign that's written a good permanent marker, make a right. Go down the street about 2 or 3, I don't know what miles it is, but it's, you won't see it on the right-hand side. And it's right next to the good wig store. And just go in, tell them you know who I is, and bring me back some of them chili peppers, spots and apertures. I got a coupon. It's really good, and trust me, you won't deliver it.
And the best part? It's only $3.99. That's right. $3.99. And if you act now, you can get a second Alexis for an additional $3.99.
Hey, Alexis, what time is it?
Time for you to get a motherfucking watch. Who do you think I am? I'm barely waking up, too. What time is it? I was out late.
The Alexis Stick, available now.
MZ Now.
Eric's over here. Eric.
Hi.
That's Eric. And then this is Chris over here.
Hey, Miss Jessie Smiles, girl.
Now we're going to play a game called Guess Who's the Gay One?
MZ Now.
Hey, this is your boy B-Ham, and you're now listening to Michael Zavala.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
Don't cut it out.
It's been a long time, but he's back. Crazy from the 504 boys.
All right.
What's up, baby?
How are you doing?
Oh, man, cool and always happy to come hang out with my family over here. You know what I'm saying? At MZNow.
It's been a long time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You've been
sir.
Busy. I've been seeing you on Facebook over here dropping new singles and stuff.
Oh, man. Just did a big performance tour, the No Limit tour, reunion tour in New Orleans at the Essence Festival.
Who was all there?
Mystical, P, Silk the Shocker, Trina, Snoop Dogg came.
Oh, was he really? Did he perform?
Yeah, he performed. Performed Gin and Juice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he performed Gin and Juice and the Thug Girl song that he had with No Limit years ago.
Isn't that weird that that's considered classical
Mia
music
X,
now?
I forgot. Mia X Fiend. It was a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And Weeby Chop. But they had a bunch of people.
Master P there?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You can't do something without the Colonel. The Master P got to be there. You got No Limit, huh? Oh, yeah. The Colonel was there doing the Ice Cream Man, doing all this bout it.
Everything. That's incredible. I wish I was there. When was this?
It was just happened last weekend.
Oh, man.
Last weekend.
We're here or
Sunday,
in Louisiana?
In New Orleans.
New Orleans, okay.
Essence Festival.
Yeah, okay.
Last year they had Bad Boy close it out.
Right.
This year they had No Limit. Next year going to be Rough Riders, DMX.
Oh, nice.
So that's going to be nice, too.
DMX. Well, as long as he's not in jail.
Yeah,
that's the only difference. Yeah.
They need to pre-tape that thing just
right.
in case something
just do
down.
A hologram
thanks, boy. Yeah.
Just to make sure you got the performance.
Yeah, you're right. Dude.
By the way, our hip-hop historian, Bobby Hickey, is also on the phone. I think, Bobby, you there?
Yeah, I'm the historian.
Yeah, the hip-hop historian.
What's up, Bobby?
Yeah. He's on the phone. Very excited to have a legend in the studio right now.
Mm-hmm. I got my homeboy King Luck with me, too.
King Luck.
That's my breeder.
That's your breeder. Like a horse. That's right.
Right, exactly.
Right.
More, to make more.
Right, exactly.
Got it.
I had a total white moment for a second. Thing.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah, same here.
Bobby, you're supposed to be the history.
Like, what is the story about, huh? What is the guy talking about?
Yeah.
let me Google that one.
Yeah.
Let me Google it.
How are those wings, by the way?
Oh, man, wings was delicious, man.
I could smell them when I walked by, and I was jealous.
We've never ordered from that place before, but you said you wanted hot wings, so we said, let's get some hot wings that are close by.
Where'd you order them from?
Yeah, I don't know. No clue.
Damn it, that doesn't help me at
one
all.
One thing to say hot wings.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know, it was like Joe's Chicken or something like that. It was something like right down the street.
It's Joe's Delicious.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was good. We had no clue. So you were the first one to try that.
I'm Crazy Copperfield. I made it disappear.
Yeah. Okay, so for those who don't know you, you were in the 504 Boys, who one of the biggest songs they had was Wobble Wobble.
Wobble Wobble, uh-huh.
Yeah, which was this song right here. That we played during the break, actually. This one right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then your verse was about right.
Now won't you wobble wobble? Put your meanest face on front. And I'm still
right up in Mystical.
Stop your ass. 100 small. Just ready to chop your ass.
I'll be there for you, baby. Just speak, man. Sky paid the soldier when you bought a freak, man.
That's so great that you still know the words.
Yeah.
I don't know the words to any of my songs. I'll record them and I'm done.
No, come on. I can't do it.
I have no clue.
That one a lot, man, on tour. I don't know that one, they probably have somebody come out.
Yeah, this one you have to know. Yeah. I performed with B-Ham. We did Ricky Bobby a couple of times, and I forgot the words both times.
Hey,
and
sorry.
It's do the Ricky Bobby stop pose for the frame.
When you rap a Master P, it's kind of like a... forgetting the words next to John Gotti.
Right. Yeah,
somebody be waiting in your hotel room.
Exactly.
All I'm saying is, if I wrote a song that was guaranteed to get me laid, I'd make sure I remembered the lyrics my whole life.
Oh, give me one.
That's for damn sure.
What was that again? I didn't hear that.
Oh, I just said if I ever wrote a song that was guaranteed to get me laid, I'd make sure I remembered those lyrics for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd never forget those.
Right. But none of my songs got me laid. That's why I don't remember. True. They're not important to me.
You think it's just the music or no?
It might just be you, Michael. I thought the lyrics were genius. Speaking of Master P, I've been rolling. Stop to these presidents, I'm holding. So me and Master P are going to be performing this one at Essence Fest Dallas 2017.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard about that, but we're doing a whole thing. But that song's been on my playlist. I've been loving that song. Wow. So, all right. So 504 Boys, let's give a brief history. So you were in 504 Boys. What year was that approximately?
99 going into 2000.
Okay, so that's it was like right. Yeah, we talked about it last time you were here. Like it was right during the Britney Spears NSYNC. And then your Wobble Wobble was bigger than NSYNC's album, right?
Right then. Yeah, you can look it up on Billboard. Yeah. It was right there. They was fighting for the spots. Like,
So you go through that whole thing. You're with the group till when?
Don't forget my movie now, Hollywood Homicide with Harrison
Hollywood
Ford.
Homicide.
I played the homicide.
Oh, really?
I was the guy that I died for $100,000.
Right.
It's okay. It's okay. Expensive debt, ain't it?
I can make that work.
So we, the 504 Boys really is up until now. We just haven't.
So it's been inactive in a sense.
Yeah. So we through the years, we'll come back with a few albums and everything. Like right now, I think it's closer than ever to getting almost back with the full crew.
And do you think that's because of how the world is right now? Like everything that's old is new again?
Yes,
it is. You think that's what it is?
Yeah, like I was telling you with Essence, like they had the Bad Boy tour, the No Limit. It's like...
And I'm sure that place was packed too.
60,000.
Yeah.
60,000 people. And when I got out there, I almost fainted.
Like, what happened?
I told Pete, give me an intermission. Let me go hit this Hennessy in the back.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, 1 second. Go. it's just business sometimes. You know, people do different things, you know, like Mystical went on and had a wonderful
solo career
with Shake It Fast and you know.
Watch yourself.
Yeah. Danger.
So does he talk like that in real life, though? Does he have talk about
really?
You know, he the rapping James Brown.
I can't hear I can't hear myself on my headphones.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure when you come out here, we come see you.
Yeah, man. I would love to see you. I would love to hang out with you guys.
I'm going to give you my word. Yeah. When Mystical come out here, we're going to come
I'll take you guys out. We'll go to Hooters or something.
All right.
I don't know where to take Mystical.
My word is good. When he come out here to Dallas,
we'll go to Chili's.
All right.
My treat.
It's the white man's Hooters right there.
Oh, yeah. We'll do the 2 for $25.
I don't know if they're. Maybe Applebee's would be the only other whiter place.
You know, it's called Chili's, but you never order chili when you go there.
Yeah, there's nothing ever hot there, right?
You notice that?
Yeah. It's so good, though.
You order a hamburger.
Yeah. Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders, yeah. Buffalo.
All right, so you guys were inactive for several years, and then now with Straight Outta Compton coming out, what was that last year?
Yeah,
or the year before, and then you had the Tupac movie that just came out. Yeah. So
and P got Ice Cream Man. That's what he working on. The Ice Cream Man, the Master P.
Oh, is he's working on something?
Yeah,
now?
He's working on it right now. He got so many offers on the table, man. I was like, wow, I never seen so many numbers in my life. Right,
that's
now.
Awesome. So, and it is, because everything old is new again. We had Flesh and Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony in here.
Oh, that's classic.
Last year, I think, or the year before. I can't remember. But he was in here, and he was talking about they literally just got huge again because of Straight Outta Compton and all. Like, it's just people want to dig this stuff up and like, oh, wow, this is where everything came from, you know?
Yeah, and the new rap is mumble rap.
It is mumble rap.
Yeah.
Even though the young guys like it, the young people love it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's terrible,
thing.
Though.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
But you still have the OGs and the older crowd that's still buying music and still want something that they can enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, so what they're doing, they're reaching back.
Yeah, everything kind of works. I was always known as like on a 20-year cycle for retro, and that's coming right back up on,
everything.
2 years from now, it'll be 20 years.
And I'm going to tell y'all another secret. Watch this here. CDs and stuff, too, coming back.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, records came back.
Yeah.
I can't think of a little.
Well, vinyl. Sony Records is going to start printing records again for the first time in 30 years.
No, they're coming back right now. Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you something.
With bring all back the 8-track.
With all the digital, no, the 8-track is done. Grandma still has one.
Right.
But look,
more tea, Grandma.
Yeah.
But look, what's going on with a lot of the digital outlets and stuff, the money is not being able to be accounted for.
Yeah. Right.
With that.
Like Spotify, things like that.
With a CD,
right?
It was right there.
You know where it's at.
So CD coming back. CD, it's right now, it's on the way.
I'm still going to go even more old school. Anytime I want to hear a song from now on, I'm going to go hire an 80-piece orchestra to come to my house.
There you
and
go.
Play.
Yeah.
I'm going to go all the way back.
You got to come check it again.
Years old.
Yeah. America.
Yeah.
You know, Bryson Chiller? Tiller.
Preston Tiller.
Out of his million records, 496,000 was regular CDs.
Really?
Out of his sales. That's
I did not know
surprising.
That.
It's a fact. You know, I'm into that music.
Yeah. It's tough because, like you're saying, streaming music is really what screwed everybody over, especially companies like Spotify. I have music on Spotify, and I do get paid a little bit off of that. Not much. Mm-hmm. Every 5 years, I get a royalty check or something. But it's not much. But
I think
pay.
I earned $3 last year for what I have up on Spotify.
I'll get
a profit.
It's a profit, but it's not. Nobody can live off of that anymore.
Right. Zero. You got to admit, zero is the loneliest number ever made.
Like if I had a million streams, exactly.
I thought the Beatles said it was the loneliest.
No, zero.
Zero. You got zero. You're pretty much out of there.
Yeah. No
lights are
going
to get cut off. I don't have but zero.
Yeah.
A million, I can get streamed a million times, and I'll only get maybe $10. You know, that's kind of how the streaming service works. Yeah. Now, if you buy the album or whatever on iTunes, you get a little bit bigger cut. But
I still do good with like Hollywood Homicide, the soundtrack.
Yeah,
we had a song called Oh No on there, and I say every 3 months I'm probably getting right now they low probably $600-$700.
That's not bad.
Every 3 months, and that movie been out since the early 2000s.
And they're still buying that.
They're still buying because overseas, you got them overseas.
Oh, yeah.
Overseas markets are great.
You know, BMI and all that, they after everything.
Yeah.
So I'll
be trying to make that money.
Sometimes I'll be like, wow, when I see that check, I say, woo.
Yeah.
I'll be looking forward to it now.
That's all you really need is one great song, and then you can retire.
One song. Let me tell you, when we first did Wobble Wobble and everything, I wasn't on my publishing. I was just happy I came from the hood and blew up.
Right.
And I was just happy to be out there.
Your first check, I think you told us, was like $150,000 or something like that. Signed on the spot.
Yeah, and that's before publishing.
Right.
That's P.
Yeah, that's just like, hey, P. we want you on our label.
That's what
P
when I first came.
Yeah.
So when publishing, I didn't know about. So when I went to, by the time I got with BMI and got with everything, it was like, you miss $750,000 by a year and a half, 2 years. Missed it, because they can only hold that big money.
Right, for so long.
For so long. I missed it by a year and a half to 2 years. Do you know I was like a little puppy just holding the phone? They kept saying hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
You're like, my life could have been so different.
Yeah,
like
I say, hello. I was like, I'm here.
There's a little tear coming out of my eye right now.
You know, you can
hear the tear over the phone.
Yeah. You know, kind of like when they canceled the Cosby Show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not canceled, but when it ran its route.
Yeah. Right.
I was like that.
And then they brought
like,
it back. As
yeah, I was a little upset. We all love a good rerun, don't we?
Yeah. They don't even play the Cosby Show anymore because of
it's back. It's back now.
It's back where?
Yeah, you know, it was back soon as Bill won the case. They put it back on an hour later.
I'm ready to
We
up.
Always knew it, Bill. We support you.
I just can't wait till he starts doing stand up again.
Oh, you ain't lying. He's 80 years old.
Never did stand up. He always did sit down.
Yeah, he's 80, he's 80 years old. You still want to hear Bill out there?
Heck yeah, I sure do.
Oh yeah, you. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, the Fat Albert. I've always wanted to see one of his shows. I've never seen it.
Oh, all right.
Because he put the porter in the porter pop.
Yeah, you got it.
You just nailed like 90% of his show.
Oh, yeah. He got it.
That's good,
Mike.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more with Crazy.
Hey, 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 it's your boy Fat Pound checking in right now, man. We got more MZ coming up next. Do not change it.
What's your name?
Michael.
When I did my new ads for Versace, I was just wearing a watch.
Where was the watch?
Huh?
MZ Now.
Oh, this American woman, Caitlyn Jenner. And what's more annoying to the American woman than the 5 o'clock shadow? But razors can get expensive, am I right? That's why I'm a member of the Dollar Shave Club. And you can too. Just sign up right now at mznow.tv/dollarshaveclub. That's mznow.tv/dollarshaveclub.
Can you feel it?
Can't get enough of the show? Download the MZ Now mobile app, available for Android and iOS. Get behind-the-scene extras and exclusive bonus material. And get the shows before anyone else. The MZ Now mobile app, available now.
Nobody even knows what you look like half the time.
That's
Michael.
By design.
Michael Zavala.
I don't want pictures up there unless it looks like I'm doing something heroic.
MZ Now.
This is MZ Now.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the world famous Fat Pimp with live Mike Zavala. You know what it is. I let you, boy.
The legendary, Crazy, is in studio. So let me ask you this. I mean, we talked briefly about, you know, rap today and rappers today. It's all mumble music and like that guy that I forgot what his name was. He did that.
I'm not gonna do it. Yeah. I'm not gonna do it.
It's my lifestyle.
I'm not gonna do it, man. I don't wanna be shooting it out in the street with anybody.
I forgot who is it.
You know these youngsters is retarded.
Plies.
That's young Thug.
Plies, had you know Plies?
I know Plies, yeah.
That guy's out there. Yeah, I like him. Something different.
We be in the whole war these days. Out there. So they, hey, man, what you say about?
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? Maybe rap needs a little bit of that.
You ride. Used to sell. Get battle
you
rap. Need
to, you got to. Everybody likes each other now, except for like Drake or.
You need to blow a little bit of Thug back. You need a little bit of.
But guess why they like each other, though? Because they kill each other. Back in the days, you're just talking on wax.
Right.
Yeah.
Right now, these dudes are come to your house and kill you.
Yeah, that is true.
They're shooting tour buses up and everything. It was never like that. You battle LL Cool J or people battle rap, that's it.
We've all seen the movie Friday. We know you don't need to bring a gun. Right. Just throw down.
Yeah.
Everybody gets up and walks away at the
end. Put that gun down and get knocked out like your pops used to do. Who going to put the gun down against D-Boy?
Yeah.
Just go ahead, D-Boy.
What are your exact thoughts on music? Not pointing out a certain artist, but what are your thoughts on the actual genre itself now?
It's pretty much like at one time, you know, people used to be so talented where you where everybody didn't think they can do it.
Right.
You know, rap kind of has went to crap when everybody, like if you give a person a CD and they buy your CD, they say, hold up a minute. You know, I rap too.
That's true.
That's the way it is now. That's the way it go down. It'd be crazy. Oh, man, I'm a big fan. You got any CDs? Got any shirts? I sell them a shirt, sell them a CD. Hey, you want to get mine too? It ain't 10 like yours. Look, it's 5.
I'm not in hip hop. I did rock, but I can't tell you how many times people come up to me and be like, my band's playing this weekend. I don't give a I'm not coming to your band. We even saw you guys. I know. We're okay. There is absolutely no way in hell I'm going to go see your group. That's just not going to happen.
And a lot of these guys, they just could do, you could just say anything now. Gum, 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 gum. You could just jump. Just become a hit.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
So what it do, it make the average person, I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're right, though. They can.
Yeah. I ain't never look at a wrestler, even though I knew wrestling was fake, I never one time said I can get in there and wrestle.
You're right.
Because I said, just even a jumping around part of kill me.
Yeah.
The power drivers and all that. These people getting real spinal injuries.
Yeah.
And I never see, even a rock band, I never seen a guy with a guitar hitting all Jimi Hendrix or somebody like that, Slash or somebody, playing with their teeth and all that and say, I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that doesn't happen. But in rap today, it
simple.
Does.
Yeah, it's simple.
Oh,
it's
I
simple,
can get it. So. I know. My cousin does beats on Fruity Loops. Yeah. I can do it. Well, I'm going to go over there.
Anybody. If you got a guy in the studio, it could be anybody. This guy could be a guy cleaning the buildings in the studio and listen to the music.
Yeah.
Can I do a verse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the big thing that drives me nuts about writing lyrics in general, but really with hip hop or any and rap, is they think it's just about rhyming.
Yeah.
And it's like, anybody can rhyme anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I like nice internal rhyme schemes. I like sounds if you're not rhyming, but you think it's going to go one way and you take it another direction. You're playful with it and it's poetry.
Yes.
You know? And it's not just like, you know, couplets.
Yes.
A, B, A, B, A, B. You know, that gets so old and boring, and there's people I hear now that I'm like,
I fought the Yin Yang Twins. Me, I'm telling y'all, I hate to call somebody out, but they were out of there now. But I
could start some beef right here. This is historic right here. This is gonna change the rap game. God, we're gonna have beef with Crazy and
somebody's busting.
Somebody busting. They know I'm not playing with it. They're gonna have me on the America's Most Wanted. Come looking for everybody. I'm a family man. But look, let me tell you,
the Yin Yang Twins go back into the studio.
They say, do not. Wipe the niceness off me, please. Right. There's a wolf that's underneath all the dust. And he haven't ate in a while, the way we used to eat.
Yeah.
So just enjoy the moment. All right, so anyway, but the Yin Yangs, to me, that was who
that
did.
Was a start of it, you think?
They gave people like Old Dirty a pass.
Yeah.
Because he was doing that too back in the day. Yeah. Dirty, ODB.
But they gave him a pass because he was part of that big Wu-Tang, you know, and all of them was so cold. But he was doing it too.
And I like ODB, but you're right.
He did it back in the days, but he was a part of was so major.
Yeah.
The Wu was just, boy, they had 20 cold ones. They had 20 cold rappers. And he was different, and he kind of gave it that different twist, but he was slettering his words too.
Yeah.
You know, rap, you think LL Cool J, you know, you think of the people who was rapping, you know, even when Eminem came in, you know, the vocabulary, the, you know, Nas. Nas.
What about Jay-Z?
Jay.
Do you like Jay?
I like Jay.
See, Buster.
But I'm more Pac, you
there
know.
There you go, yeah.
I'm. It's like this here. If you you either Tupac or you Biggie.
Yeah.
And if you Tupac, you got it's like you like Jay-Z and all of them, but you still I'm Pac.
You're loyal to Pac.
Yeah. Or Scarface. I'm South, I'm Mr. Scarface, Ghetto Boys.
Yeah.
You know, them from New York, my favorite people, Rakim.
Yeah.
You know, people like LL Cool J.
Right.
You know, I'm on that. Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah.
I'm going with like lyricists. Was lyricists.
Nas. I know Jay-Z just dropped a new album, 444 or 444. Yeah. I don't know what they're calling it. But anyway, 4 o'clock and four o'clock at 44. I don't know. It's something like that.
Killing it as the host.
Yeah.
Just killing it.
Something already, like that. Yeah.
Four colon 44. That's what it is.
So, yeah. That's
so, I think Jay-Z is kind of overrated, though, in my personal opinion.
You know what? I kind of feel the same way. I like him. I don't think he's crazy good like some people say he is. I think he's better than average.
People thought I was crazy when they did the Watch the Throne. I said, I like the Kanye better.
Yeah.
And people thought I was literally going crazy, but I just thought Kanye, to me, is a master creator.
See, and that's where you and I disagreed the last time. I'm not a big Kanye fan.
But when Kanye...
But Kanye is a great producer.
That's what I'm telling you. Like when Kanye, when he produced... See, I'm more of a music person.
Right.
Like when Kanye produced, he stand in the middle of the room. He got about 10 different producers in there, and he like a lead of an orchestra.
Yeah.
To me, that's brilliant. If you look at even Jay-Z, if you listen to this new album, him and Kanye beefing, so Kanye ain't doing none of the music.
Yeah.
And you could tell.
You could tell.
The only thing missing is that production.
Yeah.
Kanye is you got to give it to him. He awesome. Does.
He is
like
a
that power
genius.
Beater that
Now as
that,
far as his rap style, he's the only rapper I know that can rap the same word three times.
Yeah.
Ween waffles. Hey, you know, we eating waffles, it's going to be waffles. And like, you know, he's not the greatest lyricist, but his music is so good.
He like, when he came like with the college dropout, he's like the backpack win kind of guy. So that's how I like, you know, kind of when I guess with the Kardashian and all that stuff kind of to a lot of people devalued him, but Kanye is talented, man. I'm telling you. You got to see what you got to really
give
him.
The problem is that he knows it twice as much as it probably really is true. Like, that's his only thing. If he was a little more humble, I could deal with him a lot more.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes you can't. I'm a humble guy, so I can't.
It was just his public persona, and then when he turned that off, but he never turns that off, and that's what kills me with him.
I can agree. Because you got to have an all-around. You got to be all-around to be a sharpened artist.
Yeah.
I got you. I agree.
So who are you watching now? Like, the young guys that you're watching now, who do you listen to? If they drop a new single, what are you picking up?
Well, he was at this show we did in New Orleans. I kind of like him, Chance the Rapper. I like him
Chance,
a little bit.
Chance, yeah.
For as the, who else? Who I could say, man? It's really hard to find him.
It really is. let me name a few.
Oh, yeah. I got my boy with me. My crew don't count, though, right? My breed is King Lug and the rest of my, they got a bunch of people. Hold up. Meek Mill. Meek Mill. You know I like Meek because you're on my page. I'm always repping Meek.
I love Meek. What about Future?
I like Future hooks.
Yeah.
I don't like Future as a rapper. I like him as a hook guy.
Yeah.
I like Drake.
Yeah.
But
he's okay.
But
his stuff's getting better.
Him and Meek start warring, and I'm more of a Meek guy.
Right. Who is it?
So if I had to choose, you know, the reason I like Meek is because I'm from the street, so Meek kind of give me a glimpse of my life.
See, and that's another thing I want to touch on, because I think life is too easy for a lot of these rappers nowadays. Mm-hmm. There's not, back in the day with Pac and Biggie and heck, even Eminem. Right.
Yeah.
Coming from a totally different background.
Yeah.
They all had similar upbringings as far as life was
struggle.
Tough for them. There was struggle. And they were talking about what they know. These guys these days don't have any struggles.
They don't have no struggles.
You have the internet. You have Netflix.
You got PlayStation 4. Yeah. It costs $600, $700.
Yeah.
They got them
in
their
houses. You got two, three of them.
Well, it's the same reason, you know,
we used
good
to have
stories.
To steal Ataris. Yeah. Where you going with that, Mike?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same reason. It's like, where's your content? If you don't have some story, some conflict, something that you came up and beat or got through,
yeah,
who gives a shit about your story?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're going to rap to me all day about how you got up that morning and you went and bought that new sound system your daddy bought for you and you laid down this track, I don't care.
Yeah. Right.
I have no interest
in
that.
And that's what rap is today. A lot of the young guys, that's all they're rapping about. Yeah. You know? They don't have anything to really draw except for the music they've heard, which is your experience and what you grew up on. So, you know, it's tough. It's really, it is tough to find really good talent these days.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, I guess that's why you got a variety of choices. You have a choice. You know, you have a choice. What they say, God gave us all free will. So you could decide what you want to listen to.
Right.
Like with me as growing up, I was in everything.
I was in
Van Halen. I was in the rock music. Yeah. Like I told y'all, just not Jimi Hendrix. I thought that was the car. I used to rewind that stuff on the VHS with him with his teeth.
Yeah.
But I knew I couldn't do that. I was good with words, but I couldn't do the guitar thing. Maybe if I'd have took lessons, but I don't think so. You know what you can do. You feel it. Your spirit feel it.
Right.
But I thought that was, right now, I'm watching that. Right now, I'm still on when he played the national anthem. I listened to that.
Isn't it sad when Adele is harder than most of these rappers out there today?
Yeah, Adele, yeah. But you know that's different. Come on now, that's different. Yeah. That's like comparing him to Madonna back then. Stop it.
That's right, that's right.
Stop it. So,
it's
you
an unfair
know.
Comparison.
Yeah.
So, you know. Hey, so have you been keeping up with what's going on in China right now? I mean, Rob in China, not...
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about our trade exports?
No, absolutely. No, what's happening with China with a Y?
Oh, with the revenge he's doing? Yeah. Dropping everything?
Keeping track with that?
Well, Rob just looking like a sick puppy right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, at the end of the day, she got you.
Yeah.
The baby's already here. She fooled you. You knew long ago that she had, you heard the message that she was faking you and all that. You just like a sick puppy. And everybody say she got that good, but you just got.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
You Rob Kardashian, you got money. You can go to the islands and get you a better one than
you
China.
You didn't stay woke.
Yeah, you can't do it. No matter how hard he try, he can't do it. And you definitely can't do it. You definitely got to probably be hitting it right to do that.
That's right. By the way, Erica, we want to give him a congratulations. He is back in a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, crazy, I don't know that, you know, Eric is a homosexual.
What's its name?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't tell, man.
I know.
He hides it well, don't he?
Yeah, he does.
Wait, all the clothes are loose.
Well, he is
the new version.
He is wearing the I Heart Penis shirt. Right. That he wears everywhere.
Yeah. I can't tell. I can spot him.
This one's tough.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah.
I'm just myself.
Here's the crazy part about all that is he went back to his ex-boyfriend Kirby.
Well, we didn't go back. We worked things out. So,
but you guys were like blocking each other, and
well,
then,
he blocked me. But yeah,
and then what happened? How did this happen? How did you guys get back together?
I don't know. He just started talking to me because he got drunk one night and like he called me.
I've had relationships get back together because of that.
But but he's 2 hours away. He's in Stephenville.
That's why it works out.
So then
you remember back in the Nintendo days, Kirby, the little cartoon character.
Dated Kirby on Fat Albert.
Kirby, the video game.
He did all the voices for Fat Albert, too. 20 kids. He did them all.
He did all the voices except for Little Bill. Remember Little Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Little Bill.
The little paper animation one.
I like Little Bill. Right, go with it, man.
But Kirby from the Nintendo game used to blow and suck things in, which is a perfect name for a gay guy.
Mike, you're gonna get all my fans. They're gonna leave, man.
You're gonna turn it off,
Mike. They're gonna leave.
All right, well, congratulations, Eric.
Thank you.
He's married again. All right, so let's talk about your new single that you have out right now.
Everything.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Everything.
Let me see.
On all the digital outlets.
Is it on Spotify?
Everywhere.
It's on Spotify. It's
on up here.
Spotify. It's on Google. It's on Google.
So is that the thing now? Like you want to release the singles, not a whole album, right?
Yeah. I just get the single to see if they're excited about it, and they're excited about it. So you know the main thing when I went to Essence, I'm thinking I was gonna do Everything. P say, now we want to do the No Limit Classic. Tell me. So I wind up doing Tell Me. I was all hyped up to do Everything. I was ready to run out there. I had my dancers ready. You know, they got a bunch of, he had like 20 dancers. Just pick five and go out there.
Good problem to have.
It was a damn good problem. Yeah. I'll remember that next time.
You other 15 ladies can see me after the show.
All right, what's the single again? I'm sorry.
It's called Everything.
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 All right, I'm looking it up here. There it is, right here.
Oh, you got it? Wow.
Got it.
Yeah, that's it. Wow. Quick.
Look at that. I like that. I like that beat.
Snitches, man. Uh-huh. McNiff, that's the producer on that. He's from Ohio.
An Ohio rap producer? That's crazy. You don't hear that.
Yeah, they're known. They're known for their astronauts and their rap producers. Right. Yeah. All Ohio is.
This is my version of Young Crazy.
I like this.
Yeah, I got to get with the swag. I ain't growing old gracefully.
Is this the song that you said is your kind of version of Wobble Wobble?
No. It's okay. You got an email.
Okay.
This is the usual video where you show all the cars and me rocking. I'm going to invite y'all out, so y'all be ready.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll bring my Nova.
It's done.
Your Nova? Yeah.
Yeah. My homie Murphy, he gave me the work. Play with my money, somebody get hurt. I am breeder like written on my shirt. That's pretty good. I can be your DJ. I can play sound effects like that.
Yeah.
We rock it. I ain't tripping. I'm with everything, Mike, right now. When I go to
That's
Germany,
so
I'm going to remember that. Yeah. When y'all come to Germany.
DJ Hurricane has nothing on you.
This is incredible. Who do you think, who are your influences? I mean, obviously, you know, Master P and all those guys when you were... Kind of brought you up. But.
When I was young, Scarface.
Yep.
Rakim, LL Cool J. I was on the New York thing before the South thing came when I was a kid. You know, the New York thing was really big.
Right.
You know, but Scarface was always somebody that I idolized, and I tried to be just like Scarface. You know, at one time when people told me I rap like Tupac, I was offended.
Why was it? Because it wasn't Scarface?
Yeah, it wasn't Scarface. You know, I was, what? You sure? Let me try again. You know?
Hail Mary.
I wanted to be Face.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be, I thought Face was just, man, y'all just don't know. Face was everything. But as I got into Pac, like my homeboy Sleep, RIP, died early this year from cancer. But he brought the tape, the Soldier Story, to school. He was going to middle school. He brought the tape and let me hear Pac's Soldier Story, and I heard it, and that was it. I was hooked. I said, boy, Pac is the truth.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not too bad. Sound like Pac. You know, because they were saying I sounded like him when I was freestyling. I was in a room full of rappers, and they say, man, you sound like that new guy, Tupac.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really familiar with him like that. They was like, you seen him in the movie, but still I wasn't familiar with his music. It's a difference in watching the movie, which was Juice.
Right.
But hearing his music is another thing. I seen him, that dude who played Bishop is cold, but I wasn't into his music. And after that, I was hooked. And then to sound like Pac wasn't a bad thing, you know? So. Him, Scarface. I'm a mixture of Scarface, Pac, and another guy that people are not familiar with. His name is he from Top Authority. His name is Flex. He from a group called Top Authority. Like he twists his voice. Like I got that style. Like when I be, I got that from him.
Yeah,
that was influenced
like that.
By him. His name Flex from Top Authority. And he gave me that. Like I listened to him so much, and I added that to my repertoire. So it's like Scarface, Pac, and Flex. That's a mixture. That's who I am. And like for as my For it's like sometime I be on my revolutionary kick. That come from Chuck D from Public Enemy.
Well, that's nice. Okay, that gives you a
little
bit.
I love Public Enemy.
And that
I
gives you your
them.
Own. Yeah, same here. Like that's in my top five.
Yeah, boy. I'll be waiting that they come for a concert here so I could go. I would be there.
But like it's cool that you take a little bit from everybody, not everybody, but your choices, and that gives you your own voice.
Yes.
So you're not just sounding like Pac or something like that. Yeah. You have your own unique style that blends these. That's cool.
Yes. And that's what Pac did. Pac got an interview out there right now. He was saying about Rakim. LL, he was saying, Pac always talking trash. He was saying, none of those artists could never come against me because I've taken all their styles and created me. I would easily dispose of them. You know, Pac always just talking.
Yeah.
You know, that's just who he was.
Oh, really?
He was Kanye West.
He was in your face type of guy, but he was,
but
at the same time, he was a cool cat, too.
Yeah.
It's like,
did you ever meet him?
Like,
I
met him in New Orleans. When he got out of jail, if you look back, Death Row had a tour. In New Orleans, when Pac first got out of jail before the All Eyes on Me came out, he just had got out and went on tour with Death Row.
Yeah.
And I met him. He came to a bar. Me and my brother Sam, it was about 3 a.m. My brother Sam's wife, mother, was a bartender. And she called us on the phone and said, this guy Tupac in here, boy, he drunk. Y'all better come out here. Y'all better come out here and meet him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you the funny thing about that. My brother always talk about this. He, when we went out there, he was so drunk, he had like a couple of bodyguards with him undercover, you know?
Yeah.
And he had a vest on and everything. And we was talking to him. And my brother said, man, keep it real. And he looked at my brother and said, even if it kills me. And then we listened to his CD once he died, some songs that never came out. And he said, my homies from out of town holler, tell me keep it real. And I say, my reply is even if it killed me. He
put
it in a song.
Nice. That's incredible.
This man, my brother Sam, memory right now. He went straight to the studio.
And recorded that.
We came out and bought him a couple of more shots And we took a bunch of pictures with him, but Katrina happened and time happened.
Right.
It just, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
You lose
and
all that.
Boy, I would love it right now. You know, I would love to post the pictures
now.
Oh,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
Did you see the movie?
I think every 5 minutes. Yeah, I seen the movie.
What'd you think?
I like the movie. It just
it was kind of all over the place, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But he was all over the place.
Yeah,
you got to think. That's true. In his life, one minute he doing this, one minute he shooting at the cops, one minute he a revolutionist, one minute he a genius in the studio, one minute he in love, one minute he's all over the place, just like us.
Yeah.
Really,
everybody in this room is all over the place. You only settle down probably when you get a family and that kind of stuff. But other than that, what you is? You all over the place.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mike, you too. You all over the place.
I am. I usually at home or
no,
here.
No, I was going to say Mike is home or here. But it's not all over the place.
But it's just the fact, Mike, it's a difference when you got that camera following you around.
Right. Yeah. Day. Right.
If you following y'all around all day, somebody watch your life, they say, wow, them guys all over the place.
Yeah.
Because you got that camera. But if you just a regular guy, you don't notice. Well, Pac, he was... For people to make a movie about you, for you to become a legend, for you to be in people conversations all over the world, you did something right.
Yeah, you touched a lot of people. Yeah,
you touched a lot of. You got to get that one thing. People don't talk about people.
Yeah,
they don't unless you have to.
You have to accomplish something. Otherwise, you got to rise above everybody else. Otherwise, you're nothing special.
There you go. Yeah. Like Michael Jordan. It's the reason his brand, 10 years after he's been retired, his shoe is still the number one shoe.
Yeah,
just that number 23. If you put that shirt on, you feel special. Why? Because he was great. You don't put a bum on your shirt. You don't put a loser. This is my boy, but he got
all right. Now that's becoming my new fashion, though. I'm gonna start only wearing stuff from losers. Like
this is my boy. We like family, but he got me on his shirt. Not just because we friends.
Right.
He respect me as an artist.
Yeah.
And as a man.
I need one of those shirts too. By the way, I'll buy it. I don't know how much. It's like $30, $25.
You good, Mike?
I'll buy it.
You
got a Groupon?
You told me. Soon.
Groupon.
Yeah, Mike said. I wish I had thought about it, Mike. Not dog, Mike. You sell small though, man. I don't even think we make smalls.
Extra small.
Yeah. Extra small.
Hey, I'm a crazy fan. What's the size?
Now, Mike.
We have XXL, and that is it.
Well, now, Mike, I happen to know Crazy, and for an extra $20, you pay me, I'll get him to sign it.
By the way, I want to talk about this Tupac story, though. I want to talk about this incredible story, and I had something similar happen to me. And I actually ran into Snoop Dogg at a bar. He was drunk. Some guy called me and said,
"What's up, nephew?
What up, cuz?" And I went up there and talked to him, and he said, "I said, how you doing?" He goes, "Oh, everything's on point, you know." And I said, "Oh, that's cool." And then I went to the studio and immediately recorded this song, "On Point." It's incredible. We have similar stories.
What? Hair on point. Shoes on point.
Yeah.
Diamonds on point.
See? What?
This is what we're talking about when we're talking about rappers with talent.
Yeah, yeah.
People are going to listen to this like, I can't do that.
MC now. On demand.
So, you know.
See, bro.
It's incredible.
Just
we have
it to a whole new level right there.
Now. On demand. On demand. Blah, blah. On demand. What? MC now. What? On demand. What? On demand. What? On demand.
Michael, you just got your new bumper right there.
That's it.
Yeah, hey, that's the hook. I told you I got the conversion for you. When you ready.
He's got it.
Right? We tripping?
All right. So, where can we find and keep in touch with you? Like, do you have a website? Do you have a MySpace or a LiveJournal?
Yeah, you catch me on Crazy.
MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace guy.
You have a Zynga.
Do you have a Friendster page?
Did you jump in the old car with Michael J. Fox and go back?
Yeah,
MySpace.
Got to go 88 miles an hour
in a rocket ship comes with the MySpace app. Crazy 504 boy. On IG with a KRAZY 504 boy. On on Facebook, I have Breeders and Soldiers page. That's a music page. I have Crazy of the 504 Boys with a C. It's spelled with a C then because I go back and forth. In my earlier years, when I first released my two solo albums, they were spelled with a C.
So
When I got with No Limit, that was just a little, you know, P added to K.
Yeah.
To give
just
me
to
a
make
little,
a little
yeah,
different.
To bring me to the big, because I was stepping on from the local to the big stage. Like when I was local, just a local artist in the city, I sold like over 70,000 records local.
So that God was that really? Was a, yeah, that's incredible.
So, yeah, so it was a blessing. And then when I got to No Limit, we did the 504 Boys, and it was gold and platinum, and you know, so on. So that was blessed. That was a blessing. I was on a nice little blessing back then.
Bobby, the hip hop historian, is on the phone. Bobby, he's been fact checking and making sure this is historically accurate. Bobby, is this accurate? Do you have any questions or anything to add to this?
No, I have. No idea what we're talking about.
Okay,
good input. Good game.
Thank you.
You're the guy, Bobby.
Lightning in a bottle. Lightning in a bottle right there.
All right. You're awesome.
We have to go. It's getting really hot in here, and that's when I know it's time to go.
Call Nelly.
Let me put a little Band-Aid on my face. By the way, did you know that was he wore the Band-Aid because of the Band-Aid Boys? I did not know that. It was his little tribute. That's what Flesh and Bone told us, so I don't know if that's true. We didn't have the hip-hop historian at the time to let us know
the if hip-hop was yeah.
false or not.
He was sleeping. But,
yeah, he was sleeping.
Triple H, we like to call him, for people in the know.
All right. Crazy, thank you so much for coming in. And,
oh, yeah.
It's always good to see you. Come by anytime.
Okay.
And we're going to put your links on our website, so you can go there and
all right.
check you out on social media, and then also have purchase links to go to your store and buy your singles and stuff. So,
All right.
And you're on Spotify, which is great, too. But
everything.
Don't title stream
everything.
It. Don't stream it. Buy
yeah,
it.
Buy
right.
it. Yeah.
This guy's got, you got kids to feed.
Yes.
Come on.
Appreciate
yeah.
that, man.
Yeah.
Good to be here, man. MZ Now, always happy to see everybody, man. So I see y'all again.
All right, man. We'll see you guys next week.
MZ Now online at mznow.tv. Call us up at 1-888-MZ-LIVE-5.